Hey everyone, welcome back to the Hawkins Hellfire Collective. I'm Zach Grubb.
And I'm Devin Grubb.
And today we are talking about something I have been excited to dive into for a while. I know we curse ourselves by saying this, but it's not going to be a long episode. We're going to be talking about the Stranger Things comics that are no longer canon to the series.
This is why we say it's not going to be long, but it's probably going to be long because it's us.
Yeah. I'm going to try to keep this succinct.
Short and succinct.
Yeah. There are two books. They are called Six and Into the Fire. And both of them deal with kids who were part of the program that Eleven was brought into by Brenner. The coolest thing about these books is that they come from a time before season four was written. And because of that, every kid has a different power.
Yeah. I'm just going to give my opinion right now. I didn't really care for these books. We talked about it yesterday after I did them. I did my homework last minute. And that's because I had a hard time, like, separating it. Because we already know, like, up to season four and, like, the story of all the kids that he had, and they all have the same stuff. And then this is throwing something completely different at me. And I had a hard time, like, thinking, like, looking at them as separate entities. I was like, well, this is Stranger Things. This is, I don't know.
Right. It's like going back and reading, like, a pre-production script.
Yeah.
And knowing that, like, oh, this isn't how things turned out at all. Like, it can be interesting, but it didn't really grab you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not in my brain and you can separate those things, it's not a bad story. I preferred the one story over the other. But they do go hand in hand. It's a continuous story. Just like it just takes place in two different time periods.
Yeah, and speaking of, we'll get to that soon in this conversation, but we've kind of realized that they absolutely screwed their timeline, and not just in these books.
Right, well, because these books weren't written, the Duffers don't have anything to do with them. They just give them, like, the okay.
Right. But
the timeline on this and the timeline of the show don't work. And honestly, we've figured out the timeline of the show doesn't really work in
discovering that this timeline is no longer canon and the years don't match up with what's the show is saying. We found that the years that the show uses also do not work within the show itself.
Yeah.
So this is saying the first story, Six, is about a girl who can has precog abilities. She can kind of see the future in little bursts. And she's recruited by Brenner for, you know, his whole group of kids with special powers. Her name, Francine, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Francine. She makes friends with the neighbor boy, Ricky, who it turns out is also part of the program and actually kind of tricks her into being part of it. But, you know, because, you know, Brenner's in charge, and if he doesn't do what Brenner says, consequences.
Yep.
Ricky's power is that he can make people do what he wants them to with his voice. Like, if you've ever seen Preacher, when he uses the voice of God and the person has to do what he says, it's basically the same power.
It's also reminded me a little bit of in the Umbrella Academy, rumor. Except
the show, not
the
comic.
Where she says, "I heard a rumor," and then she says whatever, and that person basically does whatever it is that she says.
Right.
Except that he doesn't need to say. Obviously, he doesn't have to say anything prior to what he just says what he wants to happen.
And then they do it. Yeah, I specify the show, not the comic,
no, because it's in the different. Comic, the comic, her power is a little different.
It's way stronger. It can, like, change reality.
Yeah.
But in the show, it's much more grounded. It's a perfect example. It's basically the same power.
Mm-hmm.
There's also two little girls,
twins.
One of them is number 9, and the other is called Control because she doesn't have any powers, but she helps facilitate her sister.
Yeah.
What were their names again?
Marcy
and Jamie.
Marcy is control, and Jamie has nine. Powers. Jamie can
control fire.
Fires. Yeah, she's a little fire starter.
Which, in my opinion, way to waste a fantastic weapon against the Upside Down by writing them out of canon. Jamie would have been...
I feel like that's also why I don't like it.
Yeah. It's wasted opportunity.
There's potential there.
So without giving too much away, Six follows the story of those four characters escaping from the facility, which lines up with when Terry, Jane's mom, Eleven's mom, goes to break her out. This is where we inconsistency.
This is where the hiccup happens, because in the book... The book in Six, when they're in the, at the facility, everything is happening in 1978, which, interestingly enough, is also the year before the Hawkins Massacre. So maybe, you know, after that, he just got all people with telepathic
powers. Well, no, that still doesn't work.
It still doesn't work.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, just speaking out loud.
Yeah.
So that takes place in 1978, and... Which means that Terry coming to rescue Eleven happened in 1978. But everything that we have looked up, because we couldn't find it in it mentioned in the episode and episodes with Terry. Right, we couldn't
find it in the show.
So if you know where it is in the show, please let us know. But everything that we looked up about it says that happens in 1974.
And because we couldn't find anything in seasons one or two saying this, and this book was written and put out between seasons two and three, it makes me think that they did not yet have a year set.
Yeah.
If this information is in the show, I think it must have been in season four.
Yeah. It threw me off a little bit because that was like a huge like whoop whoop, especially because when we see Terry go to get Eleven. Eleven is like 4 or 5 when you see her, which also doesn't make sense if it happens in 1974, because
season four
season four takes place in 1986, which would make, depending on when her birthday is, it would make Eleven either 14 or 15, most likely 15, because she's a freshman in high school. Which means that she was born in 1971, which 1974 is only 3 years after that. She's not three.
Yeah, when we see that flashback, she's definitely younger, but she's not 3 years old.
3 years old. And she's also not that young when the massacre happens. Like, she's young, but she's not,
isn't
like...
she supposed to be, like, 8?
I think she's, like, 7 or 8. So she's young, but... I don't know.
Stranger Things timeline. Well,
that would work if she's like 8, in 1974, if she's like 5, and then 5 years later, she'd be like 10 for the massacre.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
The timeline is not working.
It doesn't work
quite right.
Yeah,
something is off. And we're starting to think that because this comic got us thinking about when things were supposed to happen, either someone has wrong information about when Terry tried to get Eleven back, or the Duffers did not think through this timeline properly before setting everything in motion.
Right. Or you had mentioned it early. Eleven is actually older.
Yeah, there is the possibility that Eleven is actually older. Because
nobody knows anything about her.
She could be older. But even so, this timeline, both in the in this individual story and within the show itself, doesn't seem to add up properly. Mm-mm. Which, you know... Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and it's fine when you separate it, but yes, I understand that this isn't canon anymore, but there's still parts of it that are, like the whole Terry situation, Terry coming in, and like there's snippets of Eleven in here. Right. So like,
Well, none of it's canon, but I guess the book just facilitated us looking into the timeline more deeply and finding a problem in the show.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Because really, you can't. Everything in these books has to be taken with a grain of salt because they decided to throw out the ideas and the characters.
That's true.
Which is a huge bummer because these characters are actually really good and they're really well written and they would have slotted into the show really well. If season 5 is going to be like this all-out attack on the Upside Down, all of the surviving, I'll say the surviving characters of these books, would have slotted in really well to the show. So I don't want to give too much away. I still think these are worth picking up and reading as kind of like an alt history version of the of Stranger Things.
And Hawkins Lab.
And Hawkins Lab, definitely. Because there's a lot here that could have been interesting, could have been fun, could have really worked, and it never got the chance.
Yeah, because all of the book 6, all of it takes place in Hawkins Lab.
Yeah. And Into the Fire actually features Callie on the cover. She's in like 4 pages of the entire book. It's very funny.
So if you have a deep level of disdain for the character as we do, you don't have to deal with her very much. She's only in it for a brief little bit.
No, and it's very funny to me that they thought the selling point of this book was going to be like, we're tying it into the character nobody liked.
Well, it was like, probably written before they knew nobody liked her.
I don't know about that, because it came out after this one. Mm. So, like, fan reaction had to have already been out there. But it's very funny to me that they predominantly feature this character who nobody liked and is only in like 4 pages of the entire story.
But she's in it because supposedly she was at Hawkins at the time that these people were at the lab.
Well, yeah,
and because she was forced to work with the Firestarter character.
Yeah. So while book 6 focuses on them getting out of the lab, I keep saying book 6. It's not it's, book
the
6.
Name the, is bo- book. The name of the book is
6. Into the Fire focuses on what they do a few years down the line. They're on the run from the lab, from Brenner's people, and the twins got separated. Mm-hmm. So it's partially about them trying to get...
Partial spoiler. We won't tell you how they got separated.
No, we're not going to say anything about that. But it's one of the characters from the first book and the twin who does not have powers, Marcy, trying to get Janie back.
No, I thought you said Jane. I'm sorry, you said Janie.
They really show off their powers in this book.
Mm-hmm. Especially Ricky. Well, because
the
majority of the book is just Ricky and Marcy doesn't have any powers, so.
I was trying not to say which character was with Marcy. I didn't.
Oh, sorry. Well, oops.
Spoilers. He's on the cover, you
He's
know.
He's on the cover.
There's a dude on the cover. It's Ricky. Anyway.
Come on. Who's really going to read these anyway?
I mean, hopefully people who listen to us, I think they're very good books.
They're not that great.
But anyway, they really show off the fire power, like the ability to control fire. And part of me thinks maybe they went in a different direction because it would have made things too easy.
That's possible.
Because if the Upside Down is really susceptible to fire, Jamie would be able to fuck up some Demogorgons. Like, it really wouldn't be an issue. So... yeah, I guess that's all there really is to say about these books.
Yeah, I mean...
a lot of wasted potential. A lot of 4 really interesting characters, really well-written characters.
Interesting powers
that could have gone somewhere with this show that were just completely written out, or written off. And I just think there's a lot of wasted potential in taking that original facility from... something where they were gathering up kids with all kinds of different supernatural powers to just telepaths.
Also, what's interesting is that they're, like, recruited.
Yeah.
In these books. And I always assumed that, you know, Brenner was taking these kids as, like, babies. They all call him Papa in the show.
Well, that's season four.
I'm just going to say that they all call him Papa in the show. None of them call him Papa. The only one who calls him Papa is 11.
Because he stole her
in the book book six, and that she's like, why does she call you Papa? And he's like, well, she's been here since she was very young or something like that. Because they all call him Dr. Brenner.
Yeah, because they're not literally his stolen children.
They're not
children.
His stolen children. They were recruited or like went
in like a kind of a fucked up X-Men situation where it's like, you'll learn how to control your powers, but that's not really what he's doing.
No.
Yeah, it's just a bummer. I think having kids with different powers is a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
And just whittling it down to, hey, all of these people are telepaths and I'm gathering up telepaths just makes the whole thing less interesting. It would have been cooler to me if all of these kids had different powers and the reveal was that one was also a telepath. Like the only other telepath.
Mm.
I feel like that would have carried more weight.
So, are you saying that because of these two books, you don't like parts of the show now?
I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying that it's clear they had the tools available to them to make it more interesting, mm-hmm. and they didn't use them. Mm. I'm saying there's missed opportunity. I'm not saying it makes the show worse, just that I feel like this show could have been better if they explored more supernatural stuff.
Well, and we didn't even know, you know, we knew that there was at least, there was 11 and there was 8. But like in season 1, there was only 11. And in season 2, there was 11 and 8. So we really didn't know how many kids, if there were any other kids.
Well, until we could assume.
Season 4, we could assume.
They clearly wanted us to forget 8. Like they really, really wanted to push that she was not in this. Because again, she is a kid with a different power, and we go into season 4, and all the kids have the same power.
She does get mentioned in season 4, though.
Did she?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember.
When 11 and Peter, because this is when he's the orderly, are having a conversation, and he says something about this was before 8 left or something. Mm-hmm. Like that. So she does get mentioned.
Yeah, but like,
why? I'm just saying she wasn't completely forgotten about. Like, she was mentioned briefly in passing.
Yeah. I feel like these books built off the logical conclusion that everyone would have different powers.
Yeah.
And then when we go into season 4 and everyone has the same power except for this one girl.
Yeah.
Who we're not going to show again because nobody liked her.
She's going to show up in season 5 and be pissed.
I kind of want her to, only because I want them to fix that character. I want them to fix that character. I want them to,
I don't care enough
to make that matter, because I want the show to feel tied up properly. And if they still leave that off the table and just forget about her completely, it's like, okay, you've got this huge dangling thread of Eleven's past just out there that we're just never going to deal with. But yeah, I mean, here we're going to introduce a character with a power different from Eleven's. And she is the only character, the only one of the program that has a different power. Which is super weird. Like, why was she recruited in the first place if Brenner is going after these very highly specific children? And she does something completely different from all the other children he's been going after. And it's not even like she was number 10 or number 12. She was 8. So he had already recruited six other kids who all had the same power as Henry.
Right. Because Henry was number 1. And he got Henry back in like the 50s, because he got Henry as right after he killed his family.
Right.
So
what was the point of recruiting 8?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
But if they went with these ideas, it would have. And it's a bummer. So, yeah, I mean, look, read these books. They're good. They are good, and they're a cool look at what could have been for Stranger Things. Now, if you can't separate if you can't separate what could have been from what is,
like me.
You're not like my lovely wife here, you're not going to be able to fully enjoy it. And that's fine. Maybe borrow them from somebody else who has them. Anybody yeah. wants to borrow my Stranger Things books, hit me up. But we said we were going to keep this one short. I think the main points to take home from this episode are both of these books, Six and Into the Fire, are very good comic books. If you separate Stranger Things from them, you will be able to enjoy them. If you can't separate the show from the book, it's going to frustrate you.
And the timeline's weird.
And the timeline is... The timeline makes no sense in these books, but that doesn't matter because they're not canon anymore. But it did open up the can of worms of, hold up, the actual timeline doesn't work either.
When did things happen?
Yeah.
In Hawkins?
It'd be nice to get some confirmation. I don't think we're going to.
Like I said, you know, message us on Instagram if you know, you know, exactly when these things happen, or if you can tell us when in an episode it was brought up
or called out.
Because, like I said, we went through some episodes in season one and season two, and it wasn't there. And we just watched season three, and there was nothing about it. So,
nope.
You know, we're about to rewatch season four, but I've already watched it twice.
And neither of us can recall it.
And I can't recall that coming up either. So if you know where that is, or who said it, you know, let us know. We are definitely open to that. You know, we don't say that we're experts.
We're happy to hear that we're wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, because we don't know 100%. We're just going off of what we found on the internet.
We're fans. We're not the authority.
We're not the authority on the subject. So.
We're doing the research, but that doesn't make us the authority.
No.
So I think that's all to say from this episode of the Hawkins
Duffers, Hellfire Collective. If you're listening, when did these things happen?
We're going to address you personally again.
Duffer again. Brothers. Oh, I'm going to address you a lot when we get into season four, but that's okay. Duffers. Yeah.
We love the world you've created, sincerely. We really do. We just want to nitpick.
Yep.
So I think it's fair to say, signing off from the Hawkins Hellfire Collective, I'm Zach Grubb.
I'm Devin Grubb. Dusty Buns gets it done.
And before we end, we're very excited to jump into season four.
I can't wait.
Good night, everybody.